Go.
No. No.
Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode fucking 50.
Woo!
So we talk a little about comics.
Again, I don't fucking care.
I didn't say
y'all
that
motherfuckers
was a bad
like
thing.
Comics. You don't listen to us and go, oh no, they're talking about comics. At least this time it ain't fucking politics.
Yeah, both of you hate Trump and like comics, so you know.
That's basically a life lesson. Yeah. If I had to put myself on a dating app, I'd be like, hate Trump, like comics.
In dating apps?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
none of them said hate Trump like comics. That was not what the goal was.
Oh, we were gonna create a Match profile and try to hit you up.
No, no, I've done those. I did the eHarmony one like years and years ago.
That was what it was. It was eHarmony.
I was like,
because we were gonna
22?
Create one for you because we found yours.
And yeah, we were because I had set one up and then it was like, oh, we'll do a search, right? eHarmony goes, there ain't people like you. Like, straight up, I was, like, 22 at the time. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, there ain't nobody like me?
No, whichever one you were on after Angela, you were on one of them, and we found you. And we were
I'll be real, it's been, like, 4 years, and a lot has happened in that time.
A lot of ladies. And
yeah. To the point that, like, in my phone, there was their name followed by the means in which I met them.
You fucking player.
Like, because if they had the same name. So there would be, like, name, POF, name, like, internet thingy, or name,
player,
like,
crush your love.
Or be, like, name, and then be, like, met at store, ? For their last name.
Starbucks well, girl.
Yeah,
really
no,
love.
For real. It'd be their name, and then where I met them. Like, their last name was where I met them. So if I got a text, I'm like, oh, it's that one.
That's so bad.
I know. It is way I'm
so
not
bad.
In no way is it a brag. That's what I did. Yeah. That was the thing.
Oh, no shame.
Now I none. I don't give a fuck. I'm an adult. I do what I want.
I love you. I'm upset with you. I love him, but I'm upset with him. Just
oh,
like,
Justin?
Yeah, just like all of us do.
No, I'm not. I'm disappointed in the motherfucker. Yeah. I'm more disappointed in the fact that we expected something else.
Yeah.
I am parentally disappointed in Justin. I'm not even friend disappointed. I'm parentally disappointed.
Parentally. Like, we got you that first job at the hardware store, and then
and
you didn't
fucked
show
it up. You didn't show up for day one.
Christ. It's paint, for fuck's sake.
It ain't fucking rocket surgery.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
I have
Charles went all over that.
I don't.
It's a good
because I don't record anything because I don't have a DVR.
Cassidy, oh my god, dude.
God,
I have the first four trays of Preacher.
You don't have to let me borrow them because I really want to read them before I even get to the show.
No, and they're from what I can. It's been a long time since I've listened or
since
I've
read them.
Preacher, listen. Since I've read Preacher.
Listen to those books talk to you?
Yeah.
With their word speak.
I don't know. If you saw Preacher, you'd know. Yeah, motherfucker talks to you.
Well,
the voice of God. But they're staying pretty close to the books.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Cassidy fucking people up on a plane.
Cool now, is it...
Mm-hmm.
No, because it is on AMC, does it have like a... What is it? Walking Dead level violence? Like it's not nerfed or anything compared to the book? Because I know the book is not necessarily hugs and kisses.
It's not hugs and kisses.
It's not hugs and kisses.
It's violent. Kathy only saw the last episode with me.
Yeah.
And it was violent.
Yeah.
It's not the chainsaw one, is it?
No. It's last Sunday. There's a new one tonight.
Because I don't have... When I got my DirecTV so I could get my phone bill drop down, I didn't get... I didn't get the DVR. I pay $30 a month for my DirecTV, and that's it. I don't. Yeah. I can't.
Okay.
So I don't pay for it, so I can't record anything.
Yeah.
So if I'm not home when it's on or I'm not watching it, don't get to see it. Like, it's just not happening, and I don't.
No,
care.
That's legit.
And I'm
like,
so used to
that's
like
how the, TV is supposed to be.
Well, and I'm so used to Netflix and Hulu that, like, Kayla and I watched, I think it was like Thursday night, they had the 2-hour season premiere for BattleBots.
Oh yeah,
I gotta lie.
I was working out, and
it's still fucking great,
right?
That's just it's robots fighting robots.
I remember it like I think it was on Comedy Central.
Yeah,
that was the shit.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
They brought BattleBots back.
Yeah, like last year, dude. Yeah, this year, and this is not exaggerating. They had a bot that used the biosensor, so like when they move their arms, the robot moves its arms, right? And it fought a dragon,
like fucking
with a flamethrower face.
What's that movie with? Nice. Real Steel.
Yeah. Think of all the best parts
like
of Real
Steel,
only not at all that. Like everything that is, where you could go, this is cool, not good because it's not a good movie, but it's a fun movie. All of that.
That is the best explanation of Real Steel. It's not a good movie, but it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
The show is so much not giant robots, but hey, it's a step in that direction.
Oh, since the old BattleBots was on,
yeah,
robotics has advanced exponentially.
But you see it in the show, like with the robots they use and the materials and the style and how much faster they are. But they did like the grand finale match was this robot that uses the guy uses a suit that moving the robot responds on the field. And
it's
it
like
has
Pacific
a human
Rim,
torso.
Basically.
Kinda, yeah. And it has a human torso. And it has the Trek legs, so it can, like, ride around, and it's got a head and everything, and it's got a camera, so it's got bump sensors and shit. So all the things we see the videos on, like, robots with spatial awareness, robots that move with you, all of those packed into a robot, and then they're like, but that robot over there has a dragon head and a flamethrower in it. And it's normally when it's one of the spinners, like, the way it's set up, it's got that blade, but they have optional weapons. They can interchange it because, you know, engineers and boredom, never good. Yeah. So they put a flamethrower dragon head on it. So it is 130% a knight versus a dragon.
And that robot over there is Nixon's body.
No, it's Agnew. Like, it's the headless body of
Agnew
versus the dragon. And it's got a plexiglass shield and a crowbar for a sword. And you're like, honestly, you could have just told me that as a story. And I would have been the happiest person on the planet.
Yeah.
Move it just in front of your face.
Just right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
You sound way better.
Yeah. I just to hear me is me.
I know you do, but I want this to sound better. Have you listened to the last couple episodes?
Whatever.
They've been
shut
better.
Up. I'm not going
to
say anything.
No, like, have
whatever.
You listened to them?
No.
You should.
I did. I listened to them, and I was like, fuck, if I'm not in front of that mic, it doesn't sound as good.
Yeah.
You hear it. You
I'm not
do.
Saying you're right, but
that's
I'm not saying
you're wrong.
That's why I gave
you headphones this time.
So you can hear
so
it
you
now.
So you can hear you. Everything's cranked to the fucking max, so you can hear
fair
you.
Enough.
Because we care about our listeners.
I do. I love our listeners. I mean, it's not like I'm the one who gets us all our followers on Twitter or anything. I'm the one who does that. Oh, I do. I forgot.
But the thing is like, you're the man to do the Twitter.
Yeah.
So
I also do everything.
Also, I was really worried we were going to get in trouble with Scott Baio. Like, really? He was, like, trying to sue people who were calling him a moron for supporting Trump.
Oh, did you call him a moron?
No.
Damn it.
I called
him. Did you call him an idiot?
No. Okay. I called him a norom. I just did moron backwards.
Why did you fucking
challenge
Scott Baio if he was already in the
One,
people?
It can get us more recognized. And two, why the fuck
right
do you
there.
Want to know
that right there. I
on.
Was like, I go, Scott Baio, you're just mad that you're a norom. And I was like, see that thing? You can't get mad at me now. But if you do, it's just because you're a moron. And so now it's like, I'm not calling him it. It just happens to be that if he decided to try to do something, it would then validate my statement.
When you text us that, like, I might be in trouble with Scott Baio.
Never in your life did you think that Charles in charge was going to be an enemy.
No, you text us that, so I checked the message. I'm like, what's that? What's going to get us in trouble there?
Dude was, like, suing
also,
people.
Also, why is Chris picking fights with Scott Baio?
Because Scott Baio supports Trump, like, 130%. And I'm pretty sure he doesn't actually support him. I'm pretty sure it's just that Charles isn't in charge anymore. And he has an issue with that. And the only way he can remain relevant is by supporting someone as shitty as Trump. And I'm being 100% real. Like, it's to get popularity. He doesn't have his VH1 shows anymore.
No.
So he needs a way to
Wait,
be relevant.
Wait, what was that show called? Something Baio. Scott Baio turns 40?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, who fucking cares?
I mean,
VH1 was making, they had like a series of people who were famous once gets a series of shows.
Too.
And they stopped all those. Yeah. So Scott Baio was like, I need to somehow stay relevant. So Donald Trump, yes.
Speaking of VH1, Carter and I used to watch so much. I love the 80s. I love the
90s. Oh, my God.
I love the internet ever. I love the 2010s. I love 2011-2.
Yeah, all of it. I love 1920. All of it. Polio?
Yes. Those shows are way up Carter's fucking...
Love those shows.
Of pop culture reference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved them. NBC found a way to do, I think, or ABC. Because we were I only know this because... For real, this is first world on a level that if someone from the third world of any nation wants to kill me, I can't get mad, you know? Like, mm-hmm. There's those moments in life where you're like, I'm very first world, but this is very much a first world American problem.
Okay.
I don't like commercials.
Who doesn't?
No. Like, to the point that when they're on TV, I actively just mute the TV so I don't have to hear it, and I find it as a real inconvenience. And Kale goes... But it's part of the show. And I'm just like, but it's not. And he's like, why don't you like it? He goes, I want to hear him. I'm like, I don't fucking care. I was like, I got his Netflix and Hulu. Do not have them or limit them to 30 seconds of me giving zero fucks.
Yeah.
And he goes, but I want to know what they're talking about. I'm like, that one's about shit we don't care about. So is that. But then they showed like a bunch of like 80s bands and shit. And I'm like, interested. And I turn it up. Okay. And apparently ABC... Pulling on our whole fucking nostalgia kit, because nostalgia is a hell of a drug. They're true. All summer, they're doing decades. They're doing the 80s and 90s concerts for their summer concert series as specials, like every Friday or Saturday night.
Kind of like they brought back like Christmas fucking plays. And
yeah, like they're doing the plays and they're doing like the live shows. Yeah. What they're doing now is concerts of all of the best 80s and 90s in like 5-year groups of like, so like 80 to 85. All the groups doing their number one hits as a, like a mega concert.
Fucking
so like
Wham's doing Last Christmas for the 150 billionth fucking. I hate that song so much.
But they have like that. They'll have like Cyndi Lauper and shit. And they have them on there doing their shit. But they're going to have, have them all doing this show. And I'm just like, you motherfuckers, that nostalgia is such a drug that people, like, I was interested. I was like,
people are
going to
mainline
see
that shit. Yeah, they're fucking fine.
Nostalgia. Yeah, we're all gonna end up like Pookie at the end of the fucking summer.
So you were a saint and let us use your Hulu account, and every time we watch Hulu, they show the same two commercials.
Yeah.
Yep.
Two.
Fucking doesn't matter what fucking show you
like,
watch.
We don't use it a lot, but
no, we were watching wrestling, and then we saw the trailer for BattleBots as a commercial for wrestling, and they were like, tonight on ABC at 8:00, and I'm like, wait, is that like because this was recorded? They put it on Tuesday. Like, is this a thing? And then I turned on the TV, and which I never do. Like, I paid $30 for a service I haven't used in 2 months. Like, I used it for two hours.
You pay $30 to lower your cell phone bill, $60.
No,
so.
like as a grand total on it, it's like $200 that my phone bill has dropped.
Jesus.
Like, overall.
Yeah,
and
you
I paid
and Justin
$30.
Have this ridiculous fucking phone bill.
Yeah.
I can't wrap my... We're on her parents' plan because it's cheaper.
We pay $175.
Yeah, for two of us.
But now we all each pay like $70.
That's not bad. Like, that's fucking great.
So we're good. But they're like,
and you get DirecTV.
Yeah.
Which, dude, totally, can I borrow your password for football this year?
Yeah, no, that's totally fine.
Oh, I love
it. I'm not going to
so
use it.
Hard.
They were like, are you going to use it? And I'm like, no. And they're like, why? And I'm like, you're giving me the service for free. That doesn't mean I'm going to use it.
My kids are going to get so fucking tired of watching Vikings game. I'm like, I don't care.
Like, I have zero fucks towards it. Like, they were like, do you want a DVR or something? And I'm like, no. And like, you don't.
I just want to drop my phone
I was
bill.
Like, what is the cheapest you can give me? And they were like, well, we have this one for like $30. I'm like, that. And they're like, you don't want anything. I'm like, will it give me a cheaper bill? Yeah. All right. And they're like, well, if you do two TVs, it's technically cheaper because we get rid of the installation fee and you get the second box for free.
Okay.
But if I got the one... Then I'd have the installation charge of like the $20 or whatever. Like, but we waive it if you do it for two TVs. And I'm like,
the fuck?
So I'm like, so you'll save me $20 if I put one in my room? And they're like, yeah. Excuse me. So I was like, okay. And it's just the same box. So I'm like, I don't want anything. Like, you don't want a DVR or anything. I'm like, I want nothing.
Yeah.
I want the absolute bare bones basic service.
You
and
really
I'm never going to use
this. That bad.
No, I hate TV. Do it for real. Get rid of it for like 6 months and just do Netflix, Hulu. You like,
it,
and I'll be real on a
so
personal
happy.
Level.
No,
I feel genuinely better
yeah.
not seeing the bullshit that's constantly there. from TV. Like, I haven't had it for 3 years. I have not had to see a more than 30-second commercial in 3 years.
See, that's what...
Like, that's my big first-world perk of life.
Yeah.
30-second commercial, and then my show's back on.
That's
Thank you,
Hulu. Kathy and I did for a long fucking time. We were preaching that, and you're like, I fucking love cable. So we got... But we got cable because it made our internet not $90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It lowered it. Because Comcast just... ups your internet all the time.
Yeah, and then they stare at you and go, and you're like, don't be a douche.
We're the only high-speed provider in this area that's not going to fuck you.
Except for because your internet never works, and then we'll come over and hook up your neighbors and unplug you and forget to plug you back in.
That happened. That was a real fucking thing.
I've had it happen from them. Yeah.
So, we got internet, and we're like, we'll have it for 2 years. We don't like it, we'll cancel it. And so we're almost up to on our 2 years.
Yeah.
And whatever, and we have, you know, we have HBO and shit. It's nice. And it's nice to, like, park the kids when we got shit to do. And, you know, especially Atticus can't run around into the kitchen and go, this is my favorite Batmobile car, and then come back next, like, 2 seconds later. But I love this Batmobile car more.
Well, that's real, though.
Yeah.
Like Jack does all the time.
We have those internal crises, but the only difference between an adult and a child is that we can internalize our inner child. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want to.
So... I mean, we want to get rid of... We're going to get rid of our cable again. And it's probably going to shoot our internet out.
But you got
to
finish Game of Thrones first, though.
Okay, I'm going to be real on this. I'm going to be 100% real on this.
Oh, no.
Okay. I like how you have to take a breath first.
Okay,
here we go.
So, my internet was $125.
Okay.
Because they kept bumping it. Just internet.
Comcast.
Because Comcast.
Right?
Yeah.
Because fuck you. Uh-huh. Like, that's what they do.
Yeah.
So,
they're the only super provider, like broadband, because CenturyLink's here, but it depends on where you live.
Yeah.
And it fucking sucks,
like,
period.
Carter is as far away from the connection center as he can, so he has to get Comcast.
Yeah.
Because if he got CenturyLink, he'd be screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
same with her grandpa. Yeah. He's as far away from the connection center.
When you guys end your 2 year thing, hit up Angela.
Oh, no.
Or I can do it for you, for real. She got on because, you know, she works there.
Yeah.
She's like, she hits me up and she's like, so I got done with my calls early and you were saying that you pay a lot for internet. You pay $125 a month. I'm like, no shit.
Yeah,
I'm aware.
Shit. I pay it.
Yeah. Like, I know what I'm paying. And she's like, I can get you to $60 a month.
So just hit her up and give her our address.
See,
I don't want to talk to the spawn of
Satan.
So
what I do.
I go on, and she's like,
Jacob's brother works at Comcast too. Maybe we could talk to him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But I go, so I was like, go on, and she's like, well, are you going to be with Comcast internet for a year? I'm like, it doesn't look like anyone else is going to have good internet,
right?
So I might as well. Yeah.
Google isn't coming.
Yeah, nothing.
You said AT&T was
they're
coming.
They're supposed to,
but
we don't know.
It takes a while to set up an infrastructure.
So I was like, yeah, I plan on it. And she's like, I can, the way it works is that it's set up for a year. She's like, for a year, she's like, after tax, it's $70. So you'll be paying $70 a month, locked in for a year. She goes, and right when it's ended, she's like, all I'd have to do is you would have that first month where it would just bump up to like 80,
whatever,
90, whatever it would go.
Yeah.
And then she would go, oh, they planned on canceling promo, and you get it again.
Yeah.
She's she literally goes, click, click. And she goes, and that's all you pay. And I'm like,
no, that's what.
Well, I was like, whatever you just said, do that thing for me.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right. So I'm paying like $60. Like,
as you're well aware, we're not planning on living here. Here, will it move with us?
Yeah.
See, that's what
Comcast
I asked.
Moves with you?
No, yeah, moves. Yeah. Okay. And also with the DirecTV, when I did the second box, it got rid of the $20 installation fee and a $40 relocation fee. I can move up to like two or three times in the span of like a year or two, and they'll. Go
They'll
wherever without an extra charge.
Because as well, we know, you're planning on moving here.
Yeah, so I was like, looking at it, and I'm like, in the last 3 months, with all of my utility bills, I have saved myself $300 a month. Like, total. The way I've, like, worked everything out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've worked this out, that I save, like, $300 a month.
So talk to her and make her click some buttons.
Yeah, no, because I was like,
Kathy,
you literally
if we
could
drop $300 a month, I'd be so happy.
Dude,
me too. I can buy some cool stuff.
Yeah, well, because I got rid of the cell phone.
Right.
See, and that's why I got Loot Crate. Cause it was like, because
I totally
I'm
need to waste
$20
a month.
Yeah, it was
Let's
like, I'm going to save
it.
Money.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to get Loot Crate. So what I did, though, was like, I got rid of, I'm paying half on my internet. So that's $60 right there.
Yeah.
And then on the cell phone, it, like the way it was, like now that it's all split up, we're all saving an extra
individually, it's like $70 a piece, like $70, $75 bucks a piece.
It's just you and Jay, right?
No. No. We have two other lines
there, too.
Yeah, because with the four, it's super unlimited on everything. And the way Justin and I are on data.
Especially Justin.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Justin, do you want my Wi-Fi?
Nope.
I'm good.
Nope. We are the bait. We steal data the way a 16-year-old does.
Yeah.
Like, my gigage, when you look at the chart, and it's like, I get text messages still, unlimited, and they're like, you know what'd be great? Not. Like, I'm like, no.
We get text messages, you use 75% of your fucking data. We'll charge you more. We're happy to do that.
No, what they do is they're like, we're going to nerf it, and you're like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to use it, though.
Yeah.
So, fuck you, too.
Justin and I have literally been in my garage brewing beer, and he's like, I need music. I'm going to put Pandora on. I'm like, you want my fucking Wi-Fi?
No.
And, like, he does the sniff first, and then he sets his phone down. And
And he does it to YouTube, which just steals data from the universe. Like, the universe itself feels it like all their
Justin's
own.
The king of YouTube. Yeah. Like, he'll just watch. Hole. No, he'll watch YouTube all day, Robert. Like.
I believe
now here's the one thing, because like I was telling Jarrell,
someone would text Justin, see if he'll come over and at least talk about the Kevin Smith trip.
Why would you want
Kathy can? Not that he'll reply to anybody.
Shit. Come over.
Kathy's upset with Justin.
For good reason.
For good reason.
Legit. Twice.
No, legit. But we're all going to see Kevin Smith next month. Justin bought the tickets, and we probably need to talk about this trip.
Yeah, it'd be good. Yeah.
Plan logistics.
All the things.
All the
when I was saying I cut like a chunk of my comics out.
Yeah.
So
you got Luke.
Okay, so I only go like, all well, right. No, shut up.
Which chunk of comics did you cut out?
I got rid of Harley Quinn. The run just wasn't as good. Like where it started going just wasn't as interesting.
Yeah. Speaking of her, I did read that Mad Love book. It's pretty good.
You
might dig it. Yeah. That means Paul fucking Dini Bruce.
Yeah,
Tim.
So it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
But I got rid of Harley Quinn, all of the Spider-Man's, but $20.99. Oh, yeah, no, I kept. No, did I keep? No, I stopped Spider-Gwen. That was the other one. I was doing all the Spider-Gwens and Spider-Women story because they have like a joint arc.
What happened to Spider-Gwen? Like, is
it's good.
Not...
No, it's really good. But it just the issue I have with the Spider-Verse, the way they do it. So like, you have your amazing Spider-Man. Okay, yeah. That's Peter Parker Spider-Man run.
Okay.
Then there's the Miles Morales Spider-Man, which is just called Spider-Man. Then there's Spider-Man 2099.
Okay.
Then there's the Protectors of the Multiverse, or the Spider-Verse,
okay.
Spider-Verse team.
Okay.
Then you have Spider-Gwen, then you have Silk, and then you have Jesus. Spider-Women, which is Spider-Gwen, Silk, and Jessica Drew, because in continuity, she's one of the Spider-Women. So there's, and it's all three of them in an arc.
Okay.
And so that's like, what, eight?
Yeah.
Right there. That I'm just like, I don't need all of that. Just that alone.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's like 30 bucks.
And then on
on
Spider-Man, for Peter Parker, the Amazing Spider-Man, on their arcs, they do some of them as 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4s.
Okay.
For a sub-story to where like you have your main arc, but it's like sometimes when you're reading it, you're like, well, that side story is kind of more interesting than the main story. So like they're experimenting with Spider-Man where you get all of the side story as the main story.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I don't care for all of that. And I had it all going. Like that was a big part of my comics. Like was a half of it ended up being Spider-Man. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, this is great.
That's a lot of fucking
That's a
Spider-Man.
Lot of Spider-Man. So I just killed it all except for the Amazing Spider-Man with Miles Morales and 2099.
Yeah.
And when they start the single run again of Spider-Gwen, not as the Spider-Woman arc that they're doing as a team, or Spider-Women as a team.
Yeah.
But I got rid of a lot of the stuff that they did for Rebirth.
Yeah.
As a continuing chunk. And I was spending $120 a month on comics.
God.
And it was wonderful, and it's just a thick stack of joy.
And see, like,
but
I complained
I couldn't
about how much I spent on one. Like, I missed 3 months of comics, because, like, I couldn't pay for it. I had to save, I think, for...
You had shit to do.
Yeah.
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 And it was, like, $170, and I was just like...
For, like, 3 months worth?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
I wish my 3 month run
see,
was
no,
that.
No, you'll be proud of me, though, because, one, now I'm starting to get Green Arrow.
Well,
I'm starting to get Scooby-Doo again.
Well, like, so what I, like with mine, like this last one, I just went and picked them up. It's been a month, right?
Yeah,
well,
how much?
So I was at 120, and I just picked them up, and it's been, so yeah, it's been like a month, because Reaver started a month ago, technically, right?
Yeah.
When they started those last 15th. Issues, and
yeah,
then they
May
did the.
May 15th was Rebirth.
Yeah. Okay, so it's been a month.
Yeah.
$48.
That's not bad.
No, and they took a dollar off of all DC stuff. And I was like,
yeah,
all
the
I want. Yeah. So yeah. I was like, I want to get rid of all of. I was like, I want to get rid of everything that's not my main stuff. So all I was keeping from DC was Green Lantern, Batman, and Superman. And that was it as my primaries.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, give me Rebirth. And then I will individually pick out of the Rebirths that I wanted.
Yeah.
Picked up Arrow because everyone was saying it was good. Picked up Captain One because everyone was nuts about the whole, spoiler alert, Captain goes Hail Hydra.
Yeah,
at the end of it, I'll be honest. Bought it, read it.
What
him going? I get.
Does he do?
If you haven't
Hydra?
Seen it
no,
on the internet,
no,
by now,
yeah,
you don't
no,
give a shit.
Yeah,
like
no,
I,
he goes like what it is they set it up. It's legit though. Like he was walking with his mom down the street. It's the middle of the Depression. His mom's getting beat by his dad, and he's a drunkard, douchebag, Depression era guy.
Okay.
He's beating on her. Lady comes up, Baron Von, whatever her name is, of Hydra. Like, she becomes a major villain for Captain America. She's, like, one of the female villains of Hydra in the future. But at the time, she's just like, hey, she sees this altercation, stops him, beats the shit out of the dad. He disappears. Like, he's like, oh,
he saved his mom.
Yeah. So she takes him in, gives her and Steve dinner. Does, you know, normal, like, hey, you look like you're dealing with some shit.
Yeah.
Let me, you know, help you get on your feet. She's like, there's this organization that's for people like you who are in a situation that they can't get out of, and this is going to help you. Basically, just like a community service, right?
Yeah.
Ends up being Hydra. And so they make, so essentially since the beginning, the reason why Steve is so patriotic is because he is a sleeper agent of Hydra. Like, all of the things that make Steve were instituted, like, they were forced into him. He was sleeper cell bred to be that.
Yeah.
That kind of makes that story better.
Right? It really does. It's like, why was he such a Boy Scout? Why was he so gung-ho America? Why was he so driven to be a soldier? Why would he never give up? And it is because he... No.
The door.
It's like because he wanted to be... that. Like, he wanted to be this archetype that was so pro-America that it would have to be a villain. Like... it works in a way where you're like, that's kind of diabolical. And so you get this, like, you get the current story of him and a couple other patriotic heroes in their story. But then, like, the side story in it, like, it's a panel of the main story, panel of this backstory.
That's
so
just Rebirth arc, right?
No, because Captain's
stuff.
Oh,
no, that's fucking not DC.
No. But, no, Captain's is the all-new, all-different, but it's not. But it's, like, going this back-and-forth thing. So you see, like, the current story they're doing. This backstory, current story, backstory, current story, backstory. And at the end, you see, like, the Baron gives Steve's mom the card to Hydra.
Yeah.
And then on one of the last pages, one of the other guys gets on the Hydra jet where Cav's at. He's like, I told you not to be here. Like, I had this. Why aren't you down there with them?
Yeah.
And he's like, you look like you needed help. And he's like, I'm sorry. And he goes, sorry for what? And he blasts him out of the ship. Like, he opens the airlock and the guy, like, falls.
What?
Like, he's gonna die because gravity.
Yeah.
But, you know, he'll get saved or whatever. Because that's how the panel ends. But he falls, and they have this scientist that Hydra was trying to kidnap in the ship. And you're like, oh, Steve's going to go in, boom, save the day.
Yeah.
And it's at the end of it, it's like Steve's inner monologue on all the past tense pages and main dialogue on the current story.
Okay.
So at the end of it, he goes, sometimes you're so patriotic, they don't know. He's like, people can be so patriotic, you get blinded by the truth. And then the last panel is him.
Hail
and
Hydra.
It's him looking down going, Hail Hydra.
Fuck.
And you're like...
that famous fucking image.
And it's, and it is, but because then they're like, well, he's always been part of Hydra. Whether, and it's comics. So everyone's been a clone. Everyone's been an alien, robot, ninja, cyborg, alien reconstruct, whatever. So you don't take it for granted. But...
yeah, I was listening to Kevin Smith talk about comics, and he's like, the story's got to go on.
You got to have something fresh. Like, this
somebody
version
has to keep it up. So people come
back.
People
give it 6 months, whatever. The arc's going to change. It's a whole new
And he's not going to be a member of Hydra. He's going to reform or whatever.
But the fact that he was making him a member of Hydra makes so much sense that it works in the context of him being this guy. But it's like Hydra's played, what, a 70, counting the end of the war, 70-year-long game since the end of World War II, right?
45, yeah.
Yeah, so we're looking at 70 years. So of the end of the war. So prior to that, so let's say 80 years,
yeah,
right? An 80-year-long game of Captain America 41 going through all the stuff. So from 41 to 2016, like they were banking on Captain America being frozen, whatever, all of the shit. But as that's what the whole purpose was. But then they're like, no, it's set up as like he wasn't supposed to be frozen. Like he fought Red Skull.
Yeah.
They were two separate sleeper agents. Like Skull was an agent. He was a sleeper agent. He beat Skull.
So he thought he was supposed to be fighting Skull.
But no, and he was. Yeah. Wholeheartedly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because once he wins America's trust, who's America going to follow? Whose decisions are people going to support? The Captain.
Yeah.
Hail Hydra. See how that's fucked up?
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, that's a story. 100% people are like, nope, we're going to murder you because America.
Like, I'm way behind the greatness that is that story now that you... Because I didn't know anything that was going on. I just...
Yeah, you saw the thing. And,
I saw the thing. As a lot of
comics... No, it has so much potential to be just a good story. I'm down for that.
Fucking behind. Like, I don't keep up with currents. I just buy fucking trades. I'm like, oh, this is pretty fucking
good. I thought about that. I actually thought about stopping.
Going
back to trades. Because I literally have...
you used to do. That's where I learned how to buy comics.
I had five. I have 5 years worth of single issues.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I have all of the 52 of Superman, Batman, Green Lantern, all like Static, Earth 2, Mr. Terrific, like short runs, Phantom Stranger, Trinity of Sin, like their entire runs, like all 52 issues.
It's so perfect in that way to have that trade book because it's a single.
Like, you get the whole arcs.
Just like that paragraph, but it makes sense and it just one of those things.
Well, and like, I thought about stopping and doing. Getting like I have all my single issues.
Yeah.
Stop collecting comics, which is
don't say that word.
See,
but collecting trades,
but collecting it as a trade
because that's all I've really got. I've got some comics.
Yeah,
but
I was gonna stop.
Trades.
Yeah,
and do Rebirth as all trades and get them as just trades as they're released as a trade.
Yeah,
but then I was like, that means I have to go at least 6 months without a new comic.
You could go get old trades and still be fucking
burned. No, because I have it all as single issues. There's no trade that I would pick up from 52.
But you don't have everything. Well, yeah.
52, well, that I'm going to read, but there's nothing I want because I've already owned every. The only ones I would want to recollect that I've owned, because when I didn't have a job, I would take my old comics into the shop because you can go in with old trades that you don't read.
You got rid of all your Marvel books.
And so I got rid of all my Marvels. I had all of Civil War. I had Spider-Man Back in Black 1 and 2.
That's how I fell in love with Cap. I'm like, Civil War, man. That motherfucker.
The stupidest ones I got rid of that I should not have given them. No. I should have kept. No, I still have World War III. I should have kept all my 52, the weeks of 52, post the countdown to the. Like
you
they
got
did
rid
52,
of your 52 books?
Like but the original one, after Infinite Crisis.
I don't even like those books, but they're worse some
but
of the better.
From the countdown. Yeah. When they did the countdown to 52 and the count up to 52. So, like, the two-year run, got rid of those that I shouldn't 50, have.
51 instead of 52.
Well, no, they did, like, 52 weeks of comics. Grant Morrison, Jeff Johns, and I want to say Jeff.
God, did that include, like, Black Mirror? Like...
No, they did. It was The Question as Montoya, the girl.
Oh.
It was they did a whole year of no Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. Not a single issue of any of them.
Fuck.
And it was everyone else. It was, like, a year of the B-lister. Mm-hmm. And it was an amazing run.
Cool.
It was like Green Lantern was off in space doing the stuff building up for Blackest Night.
Yeah.
All of the stuff that was happening for the main DC continuity. And it was a great run. And I got rid of all of those. And I got rid of my DC Marvel amalgam and DC versus Marvel trades. Almost impossible to find. Got rid of them. And I just, those are ones if I could recollect, I would get them again. But. There's no old trade that I would want to pick up that I would be willing to put the money in over the next 6 months, buy them, and then put them in my thing. And so I thought about doing that, but I wanted to see how Rebirth was going to start and then maybe pick it up.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just going to do issues still because
Rebirth
is really fucking good.
God. So that 80-page Rebirth.
Drell, spoilers, do you care about Rebirth? Like, do you want to know? Or do you want to read it first?
I'm good. I'm like half paying attention. I'm keeping track of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
do you wanna know about Rebirth?
Yeah, that's fine. Like, it's gonna take me 6 more years to fucking get to Rebirth.
Fair enough. Okay. So Jeff wrote it, and I think did you listen to Fat Man on Batman with Kevin and Mark?
I'm waiting. No,
because they finally released a new one.
The last one I listened to was Paul Dani promoting his book.
Okay, so it's been a minute.
I'm gonna buy that fucking.
Oh yeah, no, that sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, so what they set up for Rebirth is Watchmen is part of the continuity now.
Fucking Dr. Manhattan.
See,
dude.
Now you're fucking interested.
Fuck.
So get this. This is what we were talking about right before you started recording. When they set up the new 52, or when they set up Rebirth, Wally West is traveling through the new 52. Like the universe. He's traveling through the new 52. And it's his inner monologue talking about how he's been forgotten, how people don't remember him. Something was wrong with time. That he reconstituted himself within the Speed Force that exists through all the verses and all of the timelines simultaneously. They all stem off the same force. And he goes and sees everyone. He goes and sees his wife. He sees Batman. He goes to see everyone, and he's like, "Remember me." If you're not remembered, like they do in Final Crisis, like Grant Morrison writes, they have that whole universe that's the dumping ground of all comics universes. Characters that no one remembers are forgotten in that universe.
The Island of Misfit Toys.
Yeah, they are. Well, that's the thing. And so Wally is going to go to the Island of Misfit Toys, the things that no one remembers, right? Yeah. He's fading
it's
out
all
of
about
existence.
Barry now. You go to the Island
no,
of Misfit Toys.
No, 100% though.
Yeah.
Because the new Wally is black. So they're like, this Wally is no one remembers. So he's
like New Thor is a woman and
New 52 Wally.
I know,
it
Marvel
was
and DC.
Well, no, yeah, but yeah, same yeah, thing. Yeah. But it's been 5 years, so no one knows him. Essentially, like anyone who picked it up at 52 has no knowledge of him. So him showing up, they're like, "Who is this guy?"
Yeah.
That so they made it like that. He's like, "No one remembers me, but those who do." The only reason it's Grant Morrison level meta.
I love Grant Morrison
but
so
like,
hard.
This is his level meta.
I can listen to that dude talk
like, all day.
He can lull me to sleep with his greatness.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just like, oh, you got
but this. They use Grant Morrison logic that the way we are to, in the three-dimensional world, comics are alive at all times. When you open a comic, actually happening. So you open a page, you go, oh, this was referred to back 6 pages ago. So time stops. You travel back in time. And review or reread what you just saw, and you're like, oh, that's the thing. It's like that's the reference it's making, and you travel to the present, and they are none the wiser. That we are the external observer of this universe, so we create and destroy these beings
the
daily.
Ultimate fourth wall.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. So that's what they do. So Jeff took that with Wally, and it's only because we wanted to bring back pre-52.
Yep.
That Wally even exists.
Like, we don't
in the
believe
Speed Force.
In that God, so
yeah.
He's fucking.
So Wally
up.
Was able to
like,
come in.
Like American Gods.
Yeah.
Straight up
no,
like
it
American
is.
Gods.
Yeah. So he's able to come back because people subconsciously were like we really were like, bring back pre-52 characters. Where's real Wally? Where's this? Where's that? We didn't have it. We want it back. So he was able to use that to come through the Speed Force. See how amazing that is? That's amazing, right? I know. So he travels through trying to meet everyone, like going, you remember me? And Batman's like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
And his own wife is like, I don't know you. Like, he sees Black Canary and Green Arrow, who during the 52 have no knowledge of each other other than that they are both superheroes.
Shit like this that makes me wish I had more time and money. Like, I've just started budgeting out money for comics.
Yeah.
And it's about $20 a paycheck.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
You can get a lot of issues for $20 now.
I just get trade.
Yeah. But so what they do is like by the end of this, Wally meets Barry. He finds Barry finally. Because like his last niche is Barry, his partner.
Yeah.
He sees him. He's like, dude,
Do you remember me?
He's like, you remember me? Like you and me.
And
he's like, you're with Iris. And he's like, Iris is why Iris? Like what is this? Because they're not together that way. In the new 52, none of them are. Mm-mm. So he's like, who are you and what have you, like, I don't get this. I don't know you.
Fuck
so
you know that
he
I
starts,
don't know.
Yeah, so he starts fading out. And he's like, he's disappearing. And he's like, and he goes, you know what, it's okay. You can forget me. I've accepted that. He goes, because no matter what, I was loved and I love you. Like, deep, real feels of this fictional character.
Fucking
man, 100%. Because he's like, it's okay that people forget me. Because my impact is felt regardless.
And you're just like, oh my god, Jeff, you're a piece of shit for making me feel human. Yeah. And then right as he's literally fading into the Speed Force, the bolt of lightning is like reversing. That's pulling him in.
Yeah.
Barry screams Wally and puts his hand in and grabs it. Oh. See, right? You got goosebumps a little bit, didn't you? Because it's that deep. And he pulls him in, holds him, and he goes, I could never forget you. And he's like, oh my god, this is a real thing. Because he pulls him in, and he starts, because he's trying to get him to remember the letter that he gave Batman at the end of Flashpoint. No one remembers it. Like, Batman has it and has no idea where it came from. Barry doesn't remember it. Batman doesn't know where he got it from.
We just started watching Flash, like, we're just finished episode 3.
Yeah. It's such an amazing show.
Yeah.
It's such an amazing show.
I'm like, I really need to start reading Flash.
And it's super good. I have all of them. I have all 52 Flash.
I have them all as issues. I think I want to get some Flashpoint books.
I have all Flashpoint books.
Do you?
Yeah. I have all of Flashpoint, all because I bought it all from Andy.
Yeah, I know.
The only ones I bought. The only
Why
one
didn't
I,
Andy sell those?
He like, just he started collecting Hot Wheels. He I just cha- he did, changed hobbies.
Yeah.
That was literally it.
But I need to read Flash books now. Like,
yeah. I'm you don't even need to watch Flashpoint Paradox on Netflix, and I'll be 100% real. It's about 90% of Flashpoint just condensed.
And it's an amazing.
Yeah, and it's great. Watch that, then watch Justice League War, and you'll have the like New 52 in a nutshell.
That show is...
Yeah, actually, you're right. You're
good with those.
Yeah.
Watch those, and you literally can, in 2.5-3 hours combined with them, you've knocked out the...
Most of 52.
Like, all of Flashpoint, and the first 8 issues of Justice League, and you're good.
That shows like maybe I should pay more attention to Flash.
Honestly, it was because I got into Flash, like I started reading it because like I love Green Lantern, like 100%. But I was interested like because I read Flashpoint, and I'm like, fuck, this was really good. Like I want to read more of this. Exactly. And so Andy gave me, or I bought from Andy. All of his Flash comics, so I was able to
give you a good deal and shit.
Oh yeah, I got 3 years worth of comics for like $100.
Fuck.
Basically, what I spend in a month, I got 3 years worth of comics.
That's cool.
That's not counting all the other shit he gave me. I have pre-52 Flash as like a bunch of single issues of when they did all the minimalist covers, so it's just their logo and a character, so it's like Deathstroke, and it's just the logos.
Yeah,
like all the. Every lead up to Flashpoint, plus all the sub Flashpoints, so Flashpoint, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Abin Sur, Batman, like all of them. Well, yeah, because Hal Jordan isn't Green Lantern in Flashpoint.
Yeah, like, well, he dies.
Watch Flashpoint; you'll see exactly what happens to all of it. They condense every single one of those.
Abin Sur comes back.
Well, no, Abin Sur doesn't die. And for pre-52, for Flashpoint, Abin Sur's not dead.
No,
you know how a dog like looks at you like this.
Yeah, the ship crashed. But Sinestro saved him.
So Hal never became a Lantern.
Nope. But he uses Abin Sur's abandoned ship to fight Aquaman.
What a fuckface.
And he, well, they, well, because what it is like Abin Sur dies in the end of it, which leads into Hal Jordan's, but he doesn't die in the ship. He dies, like Sinestro saves him. He dies doing other Lantern stuff, like he's fighting aliens on Earth, trying to fix the problem.
It's a dangerous job. It's like being a cop.
And Earth
you know?
Is like fucked up. Like Earth is super fucked up, and he dies during that altercation.
Earth's super fucked up. Even
so they have
Green Lantern.
Yeah. So they have Abin Sur in a test tube, but they also have his ship. But he's like dead. But the ring left. Like it leaves Earth.
That's what it does.
Because Hal doesn't take the test flight that would have gotten him close enough for the ring.
Well, he's not
register.
Worth it anymore because he stole the fucking ship.
Well, no. Like, all the events happen, but Abin Sur doesn't crash there, and Hal isn't close enough for him to get the ring. So...
I thought the ring sought out the whole sector.
You gotta keep in mind this is predicated on old mythos, not current.
Can't keep the shit up.
You know how that shit works. It's crazy. But... So Hal gets the ship. They're like, we need to stop Aquaman from waging war against the Mascara and the planet wiping out the whole Eastern Seaboard.
They're really like making Aquaman cool again.
What new Aquaman, like the 52 Aquaman, who's actually really badass, is all predicated on Flashpoint Aquaman, who's a fucking dick? But when you watch Flashpoint, you'll see why, and you're like, okay. Like, it's the war with him and Wonder Woman is, it's not legit, because they had an affair while he's married with Mira.
Yeah.
And Mira's like, whoa, bitch, I'm fucking queen of the fucking seven seas. And Wonder Woman goes,
70% of the world, bitch.
Yeah, she goes, you got an island, cunt. I got the ocean. And she's like, bitch. And then they go like, only it doesn't go.
It's it like ends Beyonce with, and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Becky only, with good hair.
Only, too. Only thing, hair. The difference is, instead of Queen death threats over Twitter, Wonder Woman ends up murdering Mira, cuts her head off, takes her crown, walks into Themyscira and goes, boom.
Bitch.
She's a warrior and shit,
with
man.
Her head.
Yeah.
And you're
it's
like,
fucked up.
What? And then they go to war and you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Y'all motherfuckers had an affair, and the only reason they go to war is because neither of them can tell each other's people that they cheated.
Yeah.
On a, like, he, so that there it, was a, there was
an
affair.
It's war of pride.
It's, it is 100, there is, this is the most unjustifiable war on the planet.
Do you want to tell the Amazons, oh no, we're going to war because of cheating? Or do you want to tell the ocean?
All he wanted.
Yeah, we're fighting.
Well, no,
because
what it was like, the Atlanteans were like, we want the bitch's head. She killed our queen. All he had to do was go, your king, you know, in a moment of weakness was seduced by the, by, you know, Wonder Woman.
Zeus.
Like,
right?
he was like, I was seduced by this mistress, and they had a fight, and they took her head because we cheated. Like, we fucked up. Man the fuck up. If he man the fuck up, and she woman the fuck up, and they acted like adults.
Woman the fuck up.
Yeah, no, for real. If they just adulted, instead of having adultery, for 30 fucking seconds? they wipe out the whole Eastern Seaboard. That's millions of lives. The UK is gone. Most of Europe, gone. Like,
I don't
dead.
Know.
All because they can't just go, we had an affair, bitch caught us. We had an episode of Maury, and that shit went from Maury to World War III real quick.
I just listened to, listened to a series of books on your Audible, where the Eastern Seaboard just gets wiped out all the
time. Yeah, all the
time.
Yeah, Eastern Seaboard always gets obliterated.
Especially Boston.
Yeah, but like, no one likes Boston.
Fuck
yeah.
Boston.
Yeah, fuck them. They are not wicked awesome.
New.
Yeah, new. But no, it's like, it's really fucked up, and they go to war, and there's a fight, and then so they're like, Hal Jordan used this alien ship to go kill Aquaman. And they're like, he's like, all right, whatever. Gets in Avenger's ship, goes to fly it in, and he's like, I'm Hal motherfucking Jordan. Only instead, he's, as Aquaman's on a ship, but he's like, 70% of the planet, these nuts.
Aquaman's like, all the sharks!
Oh, well, so he's coming in with a ship. It's got, a, like, nukes strapped all at it, even with duct tape. Like, they have the nukes that are in it, but then, like, we're gonna put these up. What, with,
like they fucking
duct
Independence
tape.
Day
yeah,
it?
Like, they, all of it.
Which, and, before we leave, you have to, like,
oh, totally, yeah.
All that shit you were holding back upstairs
yeah,
on
no.
Independence
yeah, no.
Day.
So, Hal's coming in his ship. And as he's doing
with
it,
his
he pulls.
Pro.
Yeah, he's smacking away.
MacBook,
yeah,
yeah.
But, and that's essentially what it is.
Mac
he's,
passport.
He's Randy Quaiding Aquaman. Only difference is it does not go the way of Randy Quaid. He goes in and he's like, "Beware my power, asshole."
Up, yours!
Right, and it's so metal. And then he blows it up. Only yeah. Instead, Hal's like, "Beware my power, asshole." Right, and he's about to hit Aquaman, and you're like, "Fuck yeah!" Only Aquaman goes, "Kraken." And it comes up, eats the ship, Kraken explodes, and Aquaman goes.
I was like, what the fuck is the Kraken? I thought this
yeah.
was in that Pirates movie.
Yeah.
And then we were cool.
No. Kraken comes up, eats the ship, Kraken explodes, and Aquaman, like, drenched in Kraken goo, goes, attack. It doesn't, no phase.
Yeah.
Nothing. Covered in bits and pieces, and he just
yeah,
goes.
Because he's a king and shit.
He John Cena's You Can't See Me, and is not phased.
Did you see the John Cena meme of where he was revealed as the white Power Ranger?
I posted that one. Yeah,
oh,
they do John
Cena,
and they do the whole intro.
That
it's like, we had
John
a new Ranger because the Green Ranger is gone. And he comes down, and he pulls it out and goes, John Cena!
And then fucking Walter White as Zod.
Yeah. I saw Walter White as Zod,
yeah.
And I was like, dog.
He's going to
so
be Zordon, great. And I'm just like, go
or, yeah,
on.
Zordon.
I'm like,
please.
Go on, do that. All
Did,
of that.
Weren't they supposed to show a trailer?
Trailer is Comic-Con.
Oh.
San Diego Comic-Con in July.
And right. And Justin sent us that poster. And
I'm like,
fucking
that
Marvel.
That bolt.
Hey, guys. So, in a roundabout sort of ways, my computer became unplugged. And it didn't tell me, like, hey, battery's running okay. You should probably you know, plug me in. Because that's what it usually does. And I'm like, all right, computer, yeah, I'll plug you in. We're best friends. Or I'll find out why you're not plugged in.
Our computer's from Pixar and it has a voice. That's what that is.
Nah, just regular HP laptop that's kind of, you know, maybe on the end of its life eventually.
I kind of like the Pixar idea, so fuck off.
Nah, do what I want. Last time we talked about Pixar, it was about the Carlocos, so I don't really want to keep going on that same thread. So we didn't lose episode 50 so much,
it
did shut off and also deafen every one of us.
So we apologize if at the end of this, it's a high-pitched scream.
No, because if it is that high-pitched scream, I'll just fucking cut it out.
No, you don't leave it.
Don't just fucking
leave
like
just leave
hurt
it.
Everybody.
Yeah, well, but
bam!
We're giving him a warning.
Yeah.
At the end of this episode,
we're giving a warning
it
afterwards.
After the fact.
Because this isn't the intro, Chris. This is the outro.
No,
the
this
outro.
Will end. This ends abruptly. It's all on Jarrell. And if you're even still listening, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, episode 50, our big episode. Justin's like, I don't work.
Yeah, Justin. And Jake's like adulting school.
Yeah,
but isn't it his last weekend though?
Getting close, I think.
Yeah.
It's getting close. Jacob should be back soon, so he can.
We'll be able to get
Justin
back on all of us on here and actually have regular podcasts.
Someday
of
we will do that. Fucking Jay,
we
haven't
need to get Jay and Silent
gotten
Bob.
About it. I'm sure we're gonna hit.
I think we need to do episode as 52, just as 52 weeks.
Especially since we fucking like
52 the shit out of this podcast.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it. We talked about comics in this podcast
a lot.
At the end of the day, I would be happy as fuck if all I had to do was talk about comics. I would easily get over that.
I am totally down for that.
See, that's what this podcast is about. Shit we like. Yeah. We fucking like comics. I cry more in comic book related things than I do with normal people things because, well, I have social issues probably. Also, people just don't deal for me.
At least you're not socially awkward, like, with, you know, communication. Like, you're
no, yeah, no, no, because, right, yeah, like,
yeah.
I can do...
But see, comics is, you know, it's easier to do.
Yeah, no, but when it comes to emotions, like, I can tolerate people well enough to get by in life, but emotionally, I just don't get it. Like, I don't get people, I don't get why they cry over weird things, but I will cry the fuck out of reading pages.
Like, I have
like
a feeling
we're
gonna, so in a couple weeks, we're gonna go see Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
As long as Justin... fuck up buying the tickets that we all he was supposed to be here.
I don't know
what
this rate
fucking pay him.
Fuck,
that's its own thing.
Yeah,
whatever. He's probably this won't come.
I have
out
the QR code, so we should be able to get a hold of him.
So we're gonna go see Kevin Smith. I have a feeling we're gonna tell him about our Jay and Silent Bob part of the podcast because
and then he's gonna listen to this episode and then
we are gonna need to make sure we have that up because if we have an opportunity to be like, hey, we did your whole fucking movie as us as the cast. I feel like he would either listen to it or allow us to plug our podcast.
He'd be
I want to make damn sure that we do this and we do it fucking right.
No, we're not.
So
we're not gonna be able to do it before because
like 2 weekends from now, dude.
Yeah,
3 weekends from now.
Sorry,
your soul, your fucking soul. God,
sorry.
It's still recording,
Jameis.
I'm gonna turn the volume down. God, it's still recording.
That's great. Hurts my ears so hard.
I'll fix that for next time. It's a learning experience, Chris.
Learning experience. You know what's not learning 50. Experience? Deafening.
But so
call it that. The deafening.
So I have a feeling we're gonna tell him about that podcast, and he's gonna be all sued. Or that's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, because Kevin Smith. When we're basically sucking the proverbial cock of him, is gonna be mad at us.
Or Miramax.
Yeah. No, because we're just using his dialogue and the fact that we talk to him and go, "Do we have your permission?"
Not his permission to give. It's Miramax.
Yeah.
Well,
he
we
sold
just
the
go.
Rights to
no,
him.
We just say no because this is how we do it. Because this is America. We go, "Do you like this idea? Yes or no?" He says yes. We're golden.
He says no, we're still going to do it.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're going to do it either way cause because we're us fuck you. We're not
we've been
famous.
On for over a year. We have 1,500 fucking listeners.
Yeah, we're
going to
do
whatever the fuck
we want. Yeah, we do fuck who
want.
Yeah, we don't fucking care. So, it's going to happen. We promise we're going to do it. Yeah.
When Jacob starts or stops his, like, fucking I'm a super vet class, which go him, but, like, we need him.
Yeah.
Because we need Tabby, too, and we need Justin to just show the fuck
up. For real. God, he
was
is
he
not
here
being
last
a super best
time
friend.
Too?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think he was.
No,
he
was here
last
time.
He was here last
time.
Okay.
Because
I got a stand over him and stare.
Yep.
Because the first one of that set is coming.
Basically,
out
when you hear, at this point, you'll have known, but the stuff from the episode 49 happens again. We get a repeat from 48.
Yeah.
48's
issue.
I guess
48 and 49 because we recorded them.
So 48 and 49 is just an issue. Pops back up in this one. It's a continuing saga that, well.
Justin.
You know what? No, it's our fault because we expected more out of him and he just disappointed us. We should have expected him being him.
But fuck off, Justin.
Love love you, but fuck you.
Yeah.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. Yeah. Robert doesn't know the tech of the nine.
I'm sorry.
Car.
He's not hip.
Car.
Oncoming traffic.
Hop.
Car.
Yeah, do it. Fuck you.
Thank you.